It's Monday, October 10th, 2022. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this year's episode of the show. A band from right here in Stockholm, Sweden. They're called VV, or maybe it's Roman numerals. It's the letter V, the letter I, the letter V, and then two I's. So VV? I'm not sure. Anyway, the song, It's Probably Me. Super great song. I love the duettiness going on in there. It's really right up my alley. I hope you liked it as much as I did. And if you did, you should pick up the single wherever you get your music. Up next, a band from Portland, Oregon. I've played them on the show many times. In fact, I've actually played this very song I'm going to play next on the show some years ago, probably when it was new. But I was listening to it recently, and it kind of reminds, this VV song we just heard kind of reminds me of this song. So, I mean, they're not the same song in any way, but they just kind of seem similar vibes. So the band Pure Bathing Culture, that's the band, from Portland. We're going to hear a song off their self-titled EP from a few years back called Ivory Coast. It's the song I played previously on the show, but boy, do I love it. It's just one of my favorites. And then we're going to hear a new song by them. It's a cover of REM's Night Swimming. Of course, you're in my favorite, Night Swimming. Great song. And Pure Bathing Culture, cover of it right here. Very good. So without further ado, Pure Bathing Culture, Ivory Coast, and Night Swimming, where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Waking up the day after his 70th birthday, this wasn't the news Vladimir Putin wanted. The Kerch Bridge, his pet project which linked the annexed Crimea to the Russian mainland, lies partially in ruin. The rail section charred, the road to Russia now detours into the water. A truck bomb caused the partial collapse of two sections and the fire spread to a train carrying fuel.
Today and until the end of the day, a government commission with my involvement will work to figure out the extent of the damage and discuss plans for a permanent and temporary restoration of the road and repairing the railway if needed.
In Kyiv, this is something they've long dreamt of. Ukraine hasn't claimed responsibility, but they're basking in the glow of the burning bridge.
We've been waiting for this moment when the bridge burns. I think all Ukrainians have been waiting for this, and we're very happy.
The news is good. It's too bad it didn't happen on Putin's birthday, but I think he'd be happy with this present.
On Twitter, the head of Ukraine's National Security Council posted this serenade, and an advisor to President Zelensky said this was just the beginning, that everything illegal must be destroyed. And this is why that worries Moscow. Ukraine is currently making gains in a counteroffensive in the Kherson region in the south of the country.
If the bridge is damaged severely and trains could not use it for some time, it will mean that for Russian units around Kherson, there will be a lack of supply, a lack of logistics.
If the plan was to destroy the bridge, they haven't, have they? It's only damaged.
The bridge can be just damaged, but Putin's image is destroyed.
right, let's catch up. After Pure Bathing Culture back there, we heard the Janines from New York doing the song After All. It's a recent release, came off of a 7-inch Latest Light on one side, After All on the other. Super great song. Everything by the Janines. It's always so catchy and fun and very short. I love it. I hope you liked it too. Definitely pick that up. It's really good. Then, just before I started talking, we heard the Seoul Magic Club from Seoul in South Korea. That's the song Luminous. It came off their recently released Peace EP. A very good song, good band. And I feel like Pure Bathing Culture and VV and Seoul Magic Club, they've got this similar kind of dream pop thing going on. Super delightful. I really dig it. Hope you liked it too. Okay, up next, a change of pace from all the female vocals and stuff we've been hearing. We're going to do Gently Tender. It's a band from London in the UK, primarily made up of the former members of the band Palma Violets. And super great. I love this deep voice, kind of like a little bit like Interpol vibes from his voice or something, or country music. I can't quite place what this guy's voice reminds me of, but I super dig it. We're going to hear two songs off of their most recent album called Take Hold of Your Promise. The songs we're going to hear are Love All the Population and Home Anymore. Both super great, in particular, Love All the Population. I've just been listening to this song on repeat like a lot for the last couple months. Super good. Hope you like it. Without further ado, Gently Tender right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Shall I be? But how could I forget when you turned your back and said nothing more?
Okay, let's catch up one last time. After Gently Tender back there, we heard two songs by a band from Adelaide in Australia, the band Workhorse. The songs we heard, Chain, and the title track of their album, No Photographs. And I thought they had a pretty nice vibe. It seemed like it would work well after Gently Tender, so I hope you liked those two songs. Pretty cool. If you did, check out the whole album. I think they represent Workhorse pretty well. Then just before I started talking, we heard two songs by Chicago, Illinois' very own Whitney. They've got a new album. It's called Spark, and we heard the songs Country Lines and Terminal, both from the new record, and both, I don't know, it's not the best record. I feel like most of the time I really love Whitney's albums, and this one, just not. It was a struggle to find things I thought were show-worthy, but Country Lines in particular and Terminal also pretty good, so I don't know, the record just feels like a little bit of a miss to me, but whatever. I love it. I bought it. You know, you should probably pick it up too if you like Whitney. All right, finishing up this year's episode of the show, Cass Elliott doing a cover of Julie Sills' Jesus Was a Crossmaker. It's one of my favorites. I've played the original on the show before, but I've never played this Cass Elliott version, and I don't know why this came up. I think it was just in some Spotify-generated playlist or something, and I kind of became aware of it. I'd never actually heard this Cass Elliott version, I guess, until more recently. Totally great, obviously. Cass Elliott, can't go wrong. Mamas and the Papas. But I like her version. It's really nice. And apparently a breakup song, not a religious song, in case you're ever wondering about the lyrics. That's all I got. Okay, finishing up this episode right now, Cass Elliott, Jesus Was a Crossmaker on The Sounds of My Head.
One time I trusted a stranger, cause I heard his sweet song, and it was gently enticing me, though there was something wrong. But when I turned, he was gone. Blinding me, his song remains, reminding me he's a bandit and a heartbreaker. Ah, but Jesus was a crossmaker. Sweet silver angels, trusted a stranger, cause I heard his sweet song, and it was gently enticing me, though there was something wrong. When I turned, he was gone. Blinding me, his song remains, reminding me he's a bandit and a heartbreaker. Oh, but Jesus was a crossmaker.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Bethana, A Concert Waltz, Pineapple Rag, and Weeping Willow Rag, all by Scott Joplin. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. There you can also find links to things like the playlist for season 19 in Spotify. That's where I put all the songs that I play on the show into a playlist on Spotify, so you can just listen to them all right there without having to listen to me talk. We're available. Some songs like Night Swimming from this episode, not in Spotify, but when available, I put everything in that playlist. You can also email me, daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Always love to hear from you. And you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. We'll see you next time on an all new episode of The Sounds of My Head.